Good evening, everybody. Hi. Good evening. I want to welcome you all to Hemingway's, the kickoff. I'm Joan Bauer. I'm joined up here by Chris Collins, who is right there, who is going to be, who is the co-curator of this series now, and by Don Sterica, whom many of you know, who does the sound and the photographs and the blog. And I mean, obviously, this is kind of a tough night, kind of a bittersweet night. I got a lovely call from Gloria, who many of you know today. She called me from Chattanooga. As many of you know, she was Jimmy's life partner for many years and then his wife. And she's continuing with all the programs that WPAL is involved with and will be finding ways to support those programs in the future and staying in touch with her. And she called to wish us well. And she called from Chattanooga, and she had just been awarded, she called about 3:30 today. She called and said, you know, things were going well. Her athletes, the boxers, were doing well in competitions. They've been all over the country, and they were in Chattanooga today. And they're going on, some of them, she's hoped, are going to go on to the Olympics over time. And she was given a lovely award just a few days ago for her outstanding work as a coach. And so I bet that was really affirming. She is an outstanding person. If you never met her, you can look her up at the WPAL website. You can see her picture. You can see all the things that she and Jimmy were involved with over the years, and so much that they made possible for young people, particularly young people who might not have other opportunities, young men especially, who might not have had other opportunities to sort of stand up, stand out, and be coached towards excellence, be coached towards stepping forward. We've got a couple of special events. I actually want to mention to you before we go on to tonight's events, and I just want to point out that this Thursday night, Michael Worster, who is seated over here, is having a rather impressive book launch for his book, Even Then, that is being published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and the launch is this Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Carnegie Library Lecture Hall, and so I hope to see you all there. We want to fill that place, and please come out and support Michael, who was crucial and for many of us in our, as we were NEBE poets, newbie poets, and innocent and shy and so forth, and he gave us lots of support, and many of us in this room owe much to him for the fact that we are poets, that nobody swatted us down right that first night. You know, that's pretty nice and really encouraged us. Well, I want to say something kind of serious here, because I just want to, Jimmy cared a great deal for the series. He kept the series going for something like 45 years. Single-handed, when he had an actual day job, as some of you might recall. He was an undercover narcotics officer. He was a homicide detective. He cared very much that this series go on. And over the last couple of years, we talked about that, actually. And we did have a plan. We had to have a plan. And our plan was that when the time came, I would ask Christopher Collins to co-curate. To be honest, we didn't have another plan. That was the plan. So I'm very happy to say that Chris has agreed. There were a couple of fallback, but no. That was the plan. I'd like to introduce now Christopher Collins, who is going to bring so much to the series. We're just lucky he's going to be involved, and he'll be. So he will, I'm sure, be the good cop And I will continue, as always, to be the bad cop. Please welcome Christopher Collins.